Well, thank you again, Frank, for your words and all the work that you do for the movement of consciousness in the United States, and especially in Southern California. Before I talk a little bit about Korea and this film that I've been working on, I want to tell you a little bit how I got to the point where I wanted to do something about Korea. Like many veterans and many people in this country, I grew up in a very typical home in upstate New York. My father was a Fuller brush salesman, going door to door selling brushes to people. I don't think you can do that anymore. It's probably against the law to go soliciting house to house. And I was just enjoyed growing up in my farming community and playing sports and getting through high school and going to college. And I was not particularly interested in going into the military, but I was very much for the Vietnam War. I was very blissed out as a young American, believing in everything my country had told me. I really did believe in everything. It's a fantastic story, actually. Born and raised in a country that's the greatest country in the history of the world, endowed by God to bring justice to the planet. It really gives one a good feeling to know that you're part of that. So I was for the war, but I wasn't particularly interested in me being in the war. So I would prefer to stay in graduate school, where I was at the time, when I got drafted, with a 2S school deferment, which I didn't think could happen. I flew home to upstate New York to meet with my Selective Service Board, thinking a mistake must have been made. And they explained to me why I was drafted from a rural agricultural county where the oldest son, family farms, had an absolute deferment, and my school deferment was only preferential. And the Pentagon did not take into account, when they issued their quotas to different counties, that in an agricultural county, the demographic base was reduced by virtue of all these family farms with sons that had absolute deferments, meaning those that had school deferments were more likely to be called if the quotas started increasing from the Pentagon. So I said, okay, and they deferred my draft to the end of the semester, and I enlisted in an Air Force officer program in the meantime. So, okay, I was in the military. Became a second lieutenant at the end of 1966. Had a plush assignment at Headquarters Air Force until 68 in Washington. And then got this very unusual assignment to go to Fort Campbell, Kentucky, to an Army base, learn Ranger training for 12 weeks as an Air Force officer in order to go to Vietnam with 40 men to protect air bases where we might do patrols out 500 meters from the perimeter of the base. Not as bad as being a Marine or being Army search and destroy missions, but I wasn't really happy about the assignment.